we have a schedule to begin the process of updating the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which was last updated in 2003. The schedule that's before you is to propose that we advertise April and May for requests for proposals, and hopefully we'll have those proposals in, reviewed, and ready to assign these duties, or at least choose a consultant by the 1st of July. Then that giving us another 30 days to work out the scope of work for this consultant and also work out terms of price, and to have all of that ready to assign him to his duties August 1st of this year. While this comprehensive plan doesn't have to be recertified by the state until the end of 07, and that seems some time away, we do believe that it'll take all of this time between now and then to do it properly. So that's why we have a motion for your consideration this morning that would authorize staff to advertise for requests for proposals from planning consultants to review and update our Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. And that would be our motion to suggest you do that.
So move.
Second.
A motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Phillips, to authorize staff to advertise for requests, proposals for planning consultants to review and update our Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which will be recertified by the state of Delaware in December 2007. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Let me ask a question.
Yes, sir.
What's the process of actually selecting them?
The process is attached to your schedule, sir, which is a consultant selection procedure pre-adopted by this council in September of 2002, and that detail is attached.
Give a synopsis, please.
Well, the synopsis is that we are to appraise and evaluate the proposals based on the skill and talents and experience of the consultants rather than price. So we're to analyze them based on their ability to deliver the product first. Once we've chosen the consultant based on those criteria, then we're allowed to move into negotiating price and his total scope of work.
When you say we, who do you envision we being?
I think we would be the staff under your direction.
And if we don't like the price and stuff, we can start the whole process over.
Exactly.
Right.
And that is another reason why I believe we need all the time that is afforded us between now and December of 07 to make sure that all those T's are crossed and I's are dotted.
And is this process, and somebody can answer this, who may know, is this required by the state law?
Yes.
This process, is it?
Yes, it is.
Right.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes, sir.
What you would do is you would rank them. You would negotiate with the first consultants. If you cannot come up after ranking them, if you could not come up with a price that you were satisfied with, you would cross them off the list, then you would go to the next firm. You would not then be able to go back to number one. They would be done. It's not done on a dollar type basis. That's and what you have to decide who is going to be doing the land use plan. Is it going to be the commission or is it going to be the council? Traditionally, it's been
the commission.
Right.
Right.
Mr. Godwin, also, just for public's information, at what point chronologically will the public process take place? Will it be during a plus review or before? It'll be prior to county council adoption?
Yes, we would suggest that there be five community meetings in the different districts, of which may be hosted by yourselves as well as your planning commissioners from that district, and that those meetings would be scheduled between probably September of this year and February of next year, hoping to meet all, have all that public input compiled, and then have a draft ready for, from our consultant, ready for your first consideration in February. Then it'll go to the state for the plus review.
Gentlemen, any further questions?
And I guess it worked the same way we did it at the end. When we had a final draft, we'd have another public hearing or have a couple other, or maybe
right.
one or two at the, yep. after we get the draft.
We had put together a tentative schedule, which I didn't include in this proposal today, because really what we needed today was just an approval from you to get the RFPs out.
Right.
But as the process begins, we will keep you apprised of how the schedule will develop. hopefully we'll have enough time to get this done, giving you plenty of time to communicate with the public and to give it your public hearing here as a unit as well.
Okay. Has there been a budgeted amount for this process?
Yes.
That amount is?
You want it known publicly? You want the consultants to know it?
No, you don't want the consultants to know.
There's going to be more cost than just the consultant, is there not? Or is that the only budget figure?
Right. In excess,
We don't need to know.
I
understand.
A hefty amount.
Hefty amount.
And it will be
hefty.
It will be a two-budget process.
Uh-huh.
Okay. With that, we have a motion on the table that I have read. Mr. Cole.
It'll be somewhere between $1 and a quarter million dollars.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
You watch deal.
Mr. Jones.
No deal. It'll be somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yes.
My vote yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
It is now 10:33. We have a public hearing for the assessment rolls for the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. Mr. Archit, is that you?
No.
Dave? Mr. Griffin?
Yeah. Yes, this morning we have three public hearings regarding the Oak Orchard Sewer District, and the first hearing is solely regarding the assessment rolls, which reflects the billable number of front feet need to use for each property in the Oak Orchard District. the subsequent hearings will cover rates and the budget. Information regarding billable front feet need to use has been available in the utility billing office, which handles our sewer billings. And with us today is Mr. Leon Collins and Patty Fawcett from the utility billing office. If there's any questions about the assessment rolls. So if there were, at this time we can open the public hearing up for public comment regarding the assessment rolls for the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District.
Is there anyone here who would like to be heard concerning the assessment rolls for the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District? I do have one letter that I've been handed. It's from State Senator George Bunning to Mr. Stickles. Dear Bob, I would like to thank you, David Baker, and county personnel for the great job in saving the residents of Oak Orchard $1,100 on hookup of the new sewer district and for the overall savings on the project. It is amazing in these times to see a saving on any public works project where it is difficult to obtain reasonable bids. Also applaud those in the trenches who worked on the grants and loans. Job well done. Mr. Baker, could you possibly explain what Senator Bunning is referring to when he talks about the savings of $1,100?
Yes, and that is probably a subject more of the next public hearing, which is regarding the rates. Should we close this one, or should we?
Is there anyone who would like to talk about the sewer rolls? Any member of the public? Let the record show no one asked to be identified. Therefore, we will close the public hearing on this matter and take up the next. That's scheduled for 10:45. Do you want to wait until then?
I guess we probably should.
It was advertised for a specific time, so I suggest that we should another matter up. Maybe we could have Mr. Archit go ahead and then come back.
We do grants.
We do have a motion for the
assessment rolls.
The rolls? Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And that proposed motion is, be it moved that based on the recommendations of the county engineer and county finance director, and for the reasons stated during the public hearing, the Sussex County Council hereby adopts the assessment rolls for the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District as presented on March 28, 2006 for the period April 1, 2006 to June
30,
2006.
Gentlemen.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes to approve the assessment rolls for the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District as elaborated on by Finance Director Dave Baker. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Nobody's yet. This time we'll move to the 11:15 on the agenda and come back to the public hearings at the proper time. Russell Archit proposed Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District public hearing date request.
morning. I have with me John Ashman. He's been previously introduced to you. He's the new Director of Utility Planning. There's actually two issues to cover under this agenda item, which we've labeled A and B. And so I'm going to let John cover the first part of it, which has to do with the reception of petitions and the establishment of a public hearing date. And then I will follow up with the second item.
Good morning.
Good morning, John.
My role here today is to introduce the Sussex County Engineering's Department's report on the receipt of petitions for the proposed Johnson Corner Sewer District. And I have some handouts here if you want. To date, we've received 125 petitions to submit question of organizing a sanitary sewer district in Johnson's Corner area to a referendum vote.
Russell.
Of those petitions, 105 of those are considered to be valid. On the handout you're receiving, we've included a map and pointed out some key businesses and areas that we feel will be affected by the proposed sewer district. And on the map over here, we have Russ's little pen. Twin Cedars Apartments, which is, I might be a little shaky right around that area. Hampton Parks, which I believe is a trailer park up in this area. Deer Run Acres, which is a trailer mobile home park in this area. And El Rancho Roxana, which is a mobile home park in this area. This also includes Swan Estates 1 and 2, which I believe are right in there. And Magnolia Shores, which is down in here. Wanmar Lakes, which would be over on this area. Our consultants at this time are Whitman, Reckart & Associates, and Russell will be talking a little bit more about what they're doing at this point in time. A large section of this area, which is mainly all this area right in here, is presently zoned as GR. And I did a little run around there on the Saturday and looked, and it looks like there's still some open mobile spaces in the El Rancho Roxana area and Deer Run. The Hampton Park area looks to be minimally developed from what I can see from the road. And there does seem to be several new homes going in right in the Johnson's Road and Zion Church Road area. And after we get the motion for the public hearing, we'll report to County Council on boundaries and recommendation for holding the referendum.
Now, all property owners outside the public notice, just for public, because I got a number of calls from constituents in that area this morning. Okay. They will be notified if they're involved, correct?
Yes. I mean, there will be a public hearing process, which John will talk about in a minute, and that'll be advertised. We don't send letters out to everybody at this stage of the game because we're establishing the boundaries.
Right, but if they're within the confines of those boundaries, they'll be notified.
They will not. We don't normally send letters. I mean, we can send letters if you like. We don't usually send letters until we've established boundaries and we have a referendum coming up. Then we notify everyone. But at this point, there will be notices posted, and we will run advertisements for two consecutive weeks in local newspapers. So there will be lots of public notice. I'm sure the neighbors will talk as well.
They already are.
Yeah, that's right. Faster sometimes.
Yeah, apparently we've already got a couple calls this morning also.
Yes.
In our department.
I got them earlier. You have a motion?
Yes, I do. By state law, we're required to set a date of public hearing, discuss boundaries of proposed sanitary sewer district. I prepared my motion. Would you like me to read it?
Yes, sir.
Be it moved that based on the receipt of petitions submitted pursuant to 9 Delaware C 6503, the Sussex County Council hereby sets a date of October 14th, 2006 for a public hearing on the boundaries of the proposed Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips to approve the motion just read by engineering for proposed Johnson Corner Sanitary Sewer District. Public hearing date. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Mr. Deuce.
Yes.
I vote yes.
Okay, the second part of that is a, obviously, and the people, what they mostly want to know is, what's it going to cost me, and when's it coming, those kind of issues. So in order to provide that information to them, we have to enter into an agreement with Whitman Record and Associates, who have been selected previously for the South Coastal area. And they will prepare a study which will develop proposed user charges and construction costs. As per the state law, those are required when we get to the referendum stage. And it will. We also have a new little twist. As council knows, we have been, development's a hot issue. There's some developers in that area that are interested in knowing how they may be able to participate in this process, and we could take advantage of that. We're taking significant advantage of these kind of things in the Millville area. We think there's a potential here. So the proposal with Whitman Record allows us to incorporate a developer contribution issue into the proposed study, which is something we've not done before, but it may help us come up with more reasonable rates and save the existing property owners money. It's a 4-month study. The purpose of that is to have all that information done by the time we go to the public hearing in October. The anticipated cost is $51,516, which is a usual price. Usually we see a price for these kind of studies between $40,000 and $50,000. So we're right in that ballpark. And of course, it's a time and material cost. So if we don't use all their time they have allotted, then the cost will come in at less than that. If the referendum, you know, when we get to a referendum, if it passes, there will be more studies necessary. This study that we're talking about meets the bare minimum. It provides us with the cost necessary to conduct the referendum. And if it passes, we'll still have to do an environmental assessment, things that are necessary to prepare the funding applications that we have to submit. So there could be the potential for future studies if it passes. And I just wanted to mention, it has been, the agreement has been reviewed internally in the engineering department, but if council agrees with the motion I have, then it will be submitted to the county attorney, the county attorney and the finance coordinator for their final sign-off. So are there any questions on that?
I got a question just on the study. We've had the current study right now that you follow is what, South Coastal?
We have the South Coastal Area Planning Study,
which
yes.
Was done in, when was that done, back in the?
No, we just finished the update last year.
The update, year. Okay, the update.
Mm-hmm. 2005.
And what did it say for this area? Because I remember originally we had a plant designed for a certain build out.
Yes.
And we had land, this land was all calculated at certain densities and different
yes.
things, right?
Yes.
How has any of that changed, or has it not changed, or where are we?
It doesn't change, but the South Coastal Area Planning Study is a very broad review of the South Coastal planning area. Mm-hmm. It does not get into the details of providing how we serve within each subdivision and how that all connects to the backbone transmission system that they have proposed. So this kind of looks at it in more detail, Mr. Cole. It continues to narrow the scope so that we can actually develop costs specific for that area.
All right.
You start with a large picture, and then you keep focusing on the areas that are necessary.
But I'm concerned about the build-out in the plant. The plant was only able to, with the outfall and everything that was coordinated, right?
This area is included in the South Coastal Planning Study area, and it has been looked at. There is a proposal, like I said, for a backbone transmission system to get it to the treatment plant. But now we have to do more detailed studies of the area. But yes, it is part of our South Coastal area. The plant will be able to accommodate the flows from this area.
Right.
At the densities that we've, you know, anticipated.
Like two units to the acre.
Four units per acre. That's as John pointed out, that large area to the west is GR.
GR, right.
The rest of it, our standard assumption is 4 units per acre, anything in the planning area, because it's designated by the county as the development district.
Well, I understand all that, but the original outfall was not based on those kind of 4 unit to the acre calculations. Somewhere along the line, will we run out of capacity?
I think when we came to you previously, the first step in the South Coastal Planning Study, we pointed out that some improvements may be needed 60 years out for the outfall. We may have to build a parallel outfall and certainly maybe make some additional improvements to the pipes that connect to the outfall.
Because we've increased the density through
Not so much, not necessarily. Some areas, I remember there was high density areas designated in the original land use plans. So there's actually been some areas, those areas don't show on the newest plans.
But there's expense.
But Mr. Cole, what we've done is, remember, we've increased the planning area. The development district was expanded in the 1997 land use plan, I think.
I just know this, but...
added users.
All right. Well, just tell me if I'm wrong. If we followed the original plan and kept the densities lower, the chances of having to make these expensive improvements, like another parallel outfall system or something like that, could be avoided.
I don't know that because, like I said, we've expanded the area as well. So there's two issues. There may be an issue of densities. Okay. What have we done? Huh. And then secondly, the area has been expanded.
We're soaring a huge amount of areas all the time. We're just growing leaps and bounds, and that most of that goes there, George. Now, how can you not say that?
No, you're just trying
to get Russell to tell you that because we're increasing density, that's what you answer you wanted to hear.
If you hadn't have increased the density, we may not be faced 50, 60 years down the road with additional costs with the outfall.
That's May.
Right?
May.
I'm not even going to be here that long.
Okay.
Mr. Stiglitz.
It was designed for a certain amount of number.
Like I said, we're trying to address
the needs of what the county council has designated as the development district.
And that's what we're trying to do.
Mr. Stiglitz has comments.
All right, I don't think you understand.
Okay, Mr. Stiglitz.
Russell, we've been dealing with a developer in this area for the last 18 years plus. Does this include the properties of Harry Bertram?
That's a good question. I don't know. You're talking about where we had to clean things up that one time.
We should make sure
We will look at it. Unfortunately, the boundaries have been set by the petition. And the question is, if it's adjacent to these boundaries, we have extended boundaries because you're not involving anybody that wasn't notified. But if we deviate largely from these and take in large areas where people have not received
the council,
proper notifications,
in their wisdom,
they could not
back
be.
In 87, 86, zoned property out there commercial. If you know where that car dealership is, you remember, George, that should be included.
I believe that's in here.
That's included.
I believe that's in here, Mr.
Harry Bertram, his problem was on top of the ground.
Well, but...
It was just trash.
Right, but garbage. Still...
As John pointed out, Twin Cedars Apartments is that's commercially zoned, and across the street is pretty much that car dealership you're talking
right.
about.
So
those areas are included, and we are trying to address them.
Okay. Yeah, motion.
Yes, I have a motion. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council authorizes its president to execute Amendment Number 36 to its contract with Whitman Reckhart & Associates, LLP, to perform the proposed Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District Preliminary Engineering Report at a cost of $51,516, subject to the approval of the Assistant County Attorney and the Finance Coordinator, as presented on March 28, 2006.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second. Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips, to approve the motion for Whitman Reckhart & Associates contract agreement. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
Thank you.
We now go back to, it's 10:50. We'll go back to the 10:45 public hearing. Mr. Baker.
Yes. The second public hearing for Oak Orchard concerns the proposed service charge and assessment rates for this new district. And I'm handing out a schedule and also a copy of the proposed